so many players given a chance in pre-season, James. If we start with the youngsters, which ones of the youngsters that we've seen will actually get an opportunity this season in the first team? So we saw Nat Phillips with Virgil van Dijk against Torino. Curtis Jones has massively impressed, hasn't he?
Yeah.
There's several others. Who will make the breakthrough like Trent Alexander-Arnold?
I think Curtis Jones is probably the one most likely to make the breakthrough this season. I think he'd be one that you'd certainly be looking at, say, you know, the opening rounds of the League Cup, and expect him to be around the squad for that one. I mean, still very, very young, only 17, but I think, you know, he's impressed Klopp massively with his development. You know, when you think that, you know, it was only probably what, 7-8 months ago, he was still playing under-18s football for Steven Gerrard, and you know, then got promoted to train at Melwood when Klopp had some injuries in the spring, and now has stayed there on merit because he's done so well. I think, you know, Rafa Camacho is another one who's, you know, similar to Curtis Jones, you know, playing in front of 101,000 in Michigan, you know, absolutely fearless in terms of what we've seen from him, and very technically gifted as well, and, you know, probably in terms of the youngsters, I think Klopp was, when I was in Evian last week, was kind of commenting on Nat Phillips as one that had really surprised him. You know, a young boy from, you know, joined Liverpool from Bolton 2 years ago, had a lot of injury problems, missed most of last season with a stress fracture in his back, but you know, essentially started pre-season with the first team almost to make the numbers up because so many were missing post World Cup. But he's kicked on massively and obviously played a huge part in the game last night. You know, Klopp said afterwards that, you know, centre back is an area of concern with the injuries there at the moment. You know, Klopp does think that Joe Gomez will be fit for the weekend, so I'd expect it to be a kind of a Gomez Van Dijk axis for the game against West Ham. But you know, Phillips isn't going to be too far away from being involved either.
We wish them all the best of luck this season. One player who we treat as young, but actually, when you meet him and you see him now, he doesn't really look it, is Trent Alexander-Arnold, who I mentioned just then. Now, Trent came into the Carlsberg Lounge, which I was hosting last night, and we did a piece on stage. And my final question to Trent was, what are the expectations for this season? And he gave a one-word answer. He just said, silverware. And I thought, brilliant, because a lot of players wouldn't be that bold, or perhaps not that convinced about it. But I tell you what, you could tell by the way he answered that. He was 100% behind this idea. And him as a local lad, he's desperate to see some silverware at that club.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me, to be honest, because he's such a focused and driven young man, as well as being incredibly gifted. I remember doing an interview with him, I think it was last season, when he talked about, you know, I want to captain this club. You think, you know, it's quite a bold thing for a teenager to say at an age when, you know, most of his peers are still trying to make the leg up into the first team. But he's another one who, to be honest, you could rewind a few weeks and you'd have probably had him down as missing the start of the season because you know, he had an extended break after the World Cup. You know, an amazing season for club and country that ended with him playing in the World Cup in Russia. But, you know, typical of him. You know, he pleaded with Klopp to let him cut short his holiday, return early. And he looked so good last night. You know, that was his first pre-season start. And I think he's well and truly booked his place in the team to face West Ham. I think, obviously, Klein has had the longer pre-season. But I'd be amazed if Trent didn't start on Sunday because, you know, some of his deliveries last night, you know, the way that he rampages forward and whips balls into the box, you know, he gives Liverpool another attacking dimension.
He's bulked out, hasn't he? It'd be fascinating to see how Alisson copes in goal. Of course, he conceded last night, couldn't do much about it. It was a big night for him, really, just making his bow in Anfield. I'm sure it is for any new player, whether it be Fabinho, Naby Keita as well. But there's a lot of focus on Alisson this season.
There is, yeah. You kind of feel for him a little bit in terms of, you know, such a massive buzz around that signing. You know, I think, you know, there's kind of there is a lot of pressure because, you know, the expectation is that he will completely, you know, come straight in and solve what's been a problem area for a number of years. You know, I think Klopp was keen to kind of play that down slightly and say, you know, come on, you've got to cut him some slack. He needs some time to adjust to his new surroundings. But yeah, from what we've seen so far, he's a big commanding figure. I think in Dublin at the weekend, and you know, he's very, very good with the ball at his feet. You know, pinged a beautiful lofted pass early on that for Salah down the right that led to the opening goal. Didn't have too much to do in terms of saves either in Dublin or against Torino last night. But I think he'll be feeling better to have a couple of games under his belt, because of course there's, you know, when someone spends that amount of money on you, you know, they try and play it down, but you know, there is a real spotlight on him. But you know, he got a great reception from the fans last night. You know, every touch was cheered, and it's going to be exciting to see how he does, because you know, I think obviously that, you know, arguably that's probably the most important signing Liverpool have made in this window. You know, spent about 170 odd million pounds on new recruits, but you know, I think that was, you asked any Liverpool fan in the wake of the Champions League final back in May, what do you want to see this season? They wanted to see a world class goalkeeper come in, and that's exactly what Klopp has gone and secured.
Absolutely. And at the same time, Karius was given a good reception. Look, we know that there's issues there maybe in terms of the quality, but I think he's probably been through a torturous few months, so the fact that he went out there and the crowd received him, I sort of felt rather good for him.
It did, yeah. And Klopp, to be honest, Klopp, you know, he referred to that in his post-match press conference last night, saying, how special a moment that was, that fans welcomed Karius back like that, because you know, I think there would have been some anxiety on Karius's part walking back onto Anfield for the first time since the events at Kiev and everything that's followed since. That was a nice touch, you know, kind of Anfield kind of wrapping its arm around Karius, because he has had a torrid few months, and you know, I think obviously, you know, he's lost that number one jersey now, but certainly in the short term at least he remains a Liverpool player, and Klopp has to try and kind of restore those battered confidence levels, because you never know, he might be needed at some point over the coming weeks and months.
Right, James, what are you going to be writing about in May? 25 points behind last season at the end of the last campaign. Will Liverpool be narrowing that gap? Will they be ahead of Man City? What are you predicting you'll be writing about in May 2019?
I think I certainly think they'll definitely narrow that gap. I think from what I've seen, I think there's no reason to doubt the fact that Liverpool should be the biggest and closest challengers to City this season. Whether they can completely, you know, leapfrog that, you know, make up that gap and be champions, you know, I think Klopp, you know, I spoke to Klopp over in Evian this week and last week, and he said then about how, you know, you need luck in decisive moments. You need to keep key players fit. You know, there's all those variables, but you know, it is a very strong squad. You look at the game last night, and when you've got, you know, a resurgent Daniel Sturridge and Shaqiri coming off the bench, and Liverpool now have game changers that they just didn't have last season. You know, especially, you know, you look at the Champions League final and the options that, you know, Klopp just didn't have players who could come on and make a difference after he lost Salah that night. So there is, you know, sometimes in pre-season, you know, you kind of doubt what you're seeing, and you wonder whether, you know, you've been lulled into a bit of a false sense of security. But I certainly don't get that impression, having watched them in the last 6 weeks. You know, there's been so much to admire about them. And Klopp has been keen to play down expectations. But I think, you know, when you have a summer like Liverpool have had, where they've landed all their top targets, they've kept all their best players, you know, arguably the biggest signing was convincing Mo Salah to sign a new contract. You know, there's going to be, you know, a real buzz around the place, and I think that's justified. And you know, the big thing is going to be to win a trophy this season. You know, we all hope, you know, obviously Liverpool fans would be desperately hoping it is the Premier League crown, and it could well be. I think certainly the biggest challenges to Man City, and whether they can usurp them as champions. You know, they'll just need a little bit of luck along the way.
Fingers crossed. No more new signings expected?
No, it doesn't look like it. No, I mean, Klopp kind of smiled and said last night he wasn't sure what would happen over the next couple of days. But no, he was. You know, it would be a big surprise now if they did go and do another deal. I think, you know, whilst the other clubs are maybe getting involved in kind of last minute panic buying, you know, Klopp has always said that, you know, Liverpool's season was kind of summer was kind of meticulously planned out, and he was happy with what he's got. So I think at the moment the focus is very much on outgoings, because Klopp spoke at the weekend about how the squad is probably too big at the moment. You know, there's a few that probably a handful of players he needs to move on, a couple that will go out before Thursday afternoon, and then a few others who obviously if they're moving abroad they don't need to leave until the back end of the month.
James, thanks so much for your time.